Challenges facing people with disabilities start from infancy, where they are neglected by most parents. As they get to school going age, they are disadvantaged due to unavailability of physical structures as well as learning aids. The few who are able to blaze a trail, go through training colleges, are faced with problems of continuous transfer because of their services are mostly not needed. These were the sentiments of the vice chair of the Greater Accra branch of the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, Nicholas Halm. He was speaking at the launch of a report by NEC on inclusive education. Joyce Jachi reports.
Research has shown that most people with disability are born with it. A greater percentage occur through accidents, with some being as a result of medication. Just a few of them inherit it. But through whatever means they suffer the challenges, they are mostly stigmatized and discriminated against at all levels of society. In some cultures, physically challenged children are not well fed, locked up in rooms, and in some worst case scenarios, they are left to die. Just a few parents educate their physically challenged children, but even that, structures and materials to assist them are not available. At the launch of a report by the Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, NEC, on the status of inclusive education in selected schools in Greater Accra, it came out that government hasn't done much about inclusive education, which is supposed to come into force next year. Inclusive education is mainstreaming children with disability into regular schools. The vice chair of the Greater Accra branch of NEC, Nicholas Ham, who is visually impaired, said even trained teachers with disability are discriminated against by some headmasters.
Teacher with disability faces a whole lot of transfer opportunities. Now, with their children, they have a problem. When the person has also struggled to go to training college, the school where he or she used to refuse to take the person, which is also another setback in our development. The teachers who are persons with disabilities are denied by some of the headmasters and mistresses to continue teaching in the schools. And we feel that with the presence of these people, they will be able to help in encouraging the other teachers or the schools to take on this persons with disability.
An audiologist with the National Assessment and Resource Center, Achimota, Ramatu Al-Hassan, said the center which assesses children with disability lacks the needed equipment for the work. She said though there are 7 such centers in the country, they equally lack the needed equipment, with some being at the early stages of development. Mrs. Al-Hassan called for support to re-equip the center to the state of the one at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital.